I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
That's the desperate cry of Charlie Brown in A Charlie Brown Christmas. Peter Robbins was just 9 years old when he played the role of Charlie Brown in A Charlie Brown Christmas. And we've been enjoying it just about as long as I've been alive. The voice of Charlie Brown, Peter Robbins, joins us this morning. Good morning, Peter. Merry Christmas.
Good grief. How are you, Todd?
Doing great, Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Peter, when you auditioned for this role of Charlie Brown, what did they tell you about him? What did you think Charlie Brown was like?
Well, I was a child actor, so I knew I was auditioning for Charlie Brown. So my mom had me look at a few strips, and I read the script. It was directed by Bill Melendez, and he insisted that children actually be used as the voices, which I think is the key to A Charlie Brown Christmas, because it's kind of the end of innocence at around nine, when Charlie Brown is looking at all the commercialism of Christmas, and his own dog has gone commercial. And so that was the uniqueness of A Charlie Brown Christmas. And I read for, I didn't know I was going to be Charlie Brown, but since it was called A Charlie Brown Christmas, I wanted that part. So I guess I was the most depressed, anxiety-ridden child in America.
That is a characteristic that really did come through in your voice, and I think that's what they were looking for, somebody who had just a little bit of a despondency, and I think you did a good job on that.
Well, thank you. You know, and I was a child actor. I was growing up in Newport Beach. You know, I kind of thought Charlie Brown was a blockhead. As Linus says, how can you take a wonderful time of Christmas and be depressed about it?
Mm.
And, you know, I'd like to read you something that you probably already know about. But, you know, when Charlie Brown, in desperation, goes, is there anyone who knows what the meaning of Christmas is all about? And then Linus repeats, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, shall the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And that's what Christmas is all about.
You know, I'm so glad that the special had that scripture. I mean, I think that was the first time I ever really heard the Christmas story from the Bible was during A Charlie Brown Christmas. You know, so many people heard the gospel that way all around the world and still do.
So this is why it's for all people. Unless we come together with a common good and a common goal, which is life is hard. And life is hard for me too. I have bipolar disorder. I've spent 5 years in prison. And the initial letters that I got from people, I say that Charlie Brown saved my life because it has connected me with so many people, many of them Christians, that said, you'll get through this, Charlie Brown, and you'll be a better person morally and spiritually after it. Mm. And after the darkness of being in prison, I'm getting my life back together. And I have faith that, you know, if God is for me and he gives us tests, that we all need to overcome sickness, death in a family, and we have to have faith to overcome this. Through faith, we can conquer and overcome all difficulties.
Peter Robbins is the original voice of Charlie Brown from Charlie Brown Christmas. Can't thank you enough, Peter, for spending some time with us.
Hey, my pleasure, Todd.